ABC Radio Australia.
All too often, unfortunately, on this program, we report on acts of extreme brutality in Papua New Guinea. But this current report is really rather right up there for all the wrong reasons, because the police say they have identified the main suspects after three people were decapitated and at least 17 others were injured during a brutal attack in Papua New Guinea's Oro province. The violence has prompted the Prime Minister, James Marape, to urge members of the so-called Don't Care gang to lay down their arms and surrender. And Provincial Police Commander Charles Winawan has warned the local community against harbouring the criminals who carried out such barbaric acts.
They use bush knives, spears, catapult and flights to murder, maim and injure all these deceased persons and others.
So do you know the identity of the perpetrators?
The names of the suspects, they are from a rebel group called Don't Care, led by ringleaders, namely Aki Jebedi and Itzi Jebedi, and nine other suspects' names yet to be confirmed. Brief circumstances. Bakovari village was attacked by so-called gang group known as the Don't Care rebel group, resulting in five deaths and 17 others seriously wounded with bush knives, spears, catapult, wire flights, and other homemade weapons, offensive weapons. There were about nine or more suspects, names yet to be known, but their identities are known, led by ringleaders believed to be Akti and Itzi, who led a Don't Care group gang to Bakumbari village, and there they destroyed properties, burned down houses, stole large amount of cash monies, killed five people, whom I have already mentioned. 12 of them were beheaded and their heads were taken away by this Don't Care group. And 17 others were seriously wounded and injured. Before you call me, I already got the photographs of children, a child, youths, young people and adults were involved in this barbaric killing. They cut off the two heads, they put the spears through the heads, and they took the photographs of all those people who were involved in this barbaric, willful murders. And all the photographs are with me. So we have identified those suspects through these photographs, but then we have yet to establish their names as per these photographs as to who are these people are. We'll be involving, I believe, provincial government will come in to assist us with money to get the mobile squad into the province to make sure that all those people who are involved in these barbaric, willful murders are brought to justice. Police actions, initial response, the first person who was murdered was on Sunday, the 1st of January, 2026. Police responded, attended the scene at Bakumbari following reports of violence. And there we retrieved one deceased, and he was taken to the mortuary at the Pondera General Hospital. We also picked up seven injured persons who were seriously wounded, transported by dinghy to Kikiri Beach, and were conveyed to Pondera General Hospital for medical attention and treatment.
Do you have anything you would like to say to the people of Bakumbari or Oro province?
My message to the people of Bakumbari village, Wusi, Kikiri, or any other village that are near the crime scene, not to harbor any person. I mean, they must come and report or give us information as to the identities and names of those people who are involved in these horrific, willful murders. My message also goes to the people of Oro. If anybody from the nearby villages or suspects whom we might identify later, if they are trying to escape to any of the villages near Oro province, either to Kauseda or down to Oro Bay or Buna or Gona or Kikiri or any other villages nearby, they must report those people to us. Grab hold of them. You have the powers of arrest under Section 5 of the Arrest Act to arrest them and call police so that we can go and get those people responsible. They must not hide any of these people who are involved in this horrific, willful murders.
And what would you like to say to the perpetrators?
Those perpetrators who are listening out there, your days are numbered. You have been identified. We'll come to you. So my message to you, those children who are involved, those youth who are involved, those adults who are involved, go through your presidents, go to your councillors, go through your village leaders, go to your village chiefs. Surrender. You will surrender, you call me, I come and pick you up. And transport you or take you straight to the police cells for your security and for your safety. If you don't do that, the onus is on you to save your life or come forward and surrender. People of Oro, assist, identify, arrest, and bring these people to justice. They must face the law. This is terrorism, and they must be brought to justice.
It's an extraordinary situation, but all too common, unfortunately, in the PNG Highlands. Oro Provincial Police Commander Chief Inspector Charles Winouan speaking there to Sam Seke from the ABC's Swan Talk program.